Well, Joel, tonight, what a turnout. A great interest in the Saskatoon Berries Academy. Does it surprise you, or is it something that maybe you kind of expected a little bit?
Well, you know, the thing I've learned working with this organization now, nothing can surprise me. Everything they do is top of the line, and it goes across all three sports, and it's been a lot of fun working with everybody involved, and this is going to be a great opportunity for everybody.
This is not a run before you walk sort of a situation. The team hasn't even played a game yet, and already you've put together an academy, which I think is something that maybe goes hand in glove, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you have a WCBL team and you have a city like Saskatoon with all the talent here and all the sports interest and stuff, it's going to be a great, great situation.
You've been out of the WCBL for a couple of years. What have you, I'm sure you've been watching. You've been, I'm sure, curious as to the fact that there hasn't been a team here for quite a while, and just a matter of time before it happened, and dig into the diamonds in the rough here.
Yeah, this is the perfect group for the WCBL as far as the ownership group and how things are going to be ran and just their experience with working with sports and then the city being a sports town, the population of this city, and it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of interest when I'm calling coaches and talking to players and stuff. A lot of players want to play here, and it's going to be a good environment. It's going to be a lot of fun at the ballpark this year.
You're the coach, you're the skipper, the guy that runs the show as far as on-field goes. As far as the academy goes, how involved do you become with that?
Oh, very involved, and like you said, they both go hand in hand, and we have a great staff. We have a good pitching coach in Logan Hoffman. We're currently in the process of hiring some other coaches, and it's going to be a lot of fun for the kids, and they're going to get a lot better.
Joe, with your involvements in baseball, both at the collegiate level and at levels like this, elite level baseball at a minor level, how beneficial are these type of academies and being able to progress players so that they're playing at the collegiate level, they know what to expect going in?
Very important. I wish we would have had something like this when I was younger, and that was many, many years ago. But I remember first going to college, and it was a big, big eye opener. And with this, just playing with good competition, getting good coaching, and being able to do it every day, and then having a workload that doesn't disrupt your everyday life, and you still have an opportunity to be a kid. It's very good.
What were you hoping parents took away from tonight, and especially for those young people that might be suiting up for the Berries Academy coming up?
I hope they just take away that it's a good opportunity, it's a good group, and their kids are going to be well taken care of, and development is first and foremost in what we're doing, not only as a baseball player, but also as a person, and that's the bottom line. You know, you want to create good people, and that's what we're all here for.
Why did it make the most amount of sense for you guys to start this academy in tandem with the very first season of the WCBL?
It was, you know, when I talked to Hilty right away, it was something that he wanted to do, and he had a very good plan in place, and it was something when you're going to do it, you know, do it right, and let's get it all started right away. And so far, just how everything's rolled out and everything's been done, it's very promising.
Over the last 3 weeks, month, it's been a flurry of signings for you guys announcing the roster. Just what have you seen in terms of the commitments to the team and the type of team that you're starting to build here?
A lot of interest throughout North America. A lot of players want to come up here and play. A lot of interest from coaches, and just been very well, a good response from everybody. And so far the roster is shaping up real good. And I'm sure we'll have to make some adjustments along the way, but I'm very happy with the group that we have signed.
How far into that process do you think you are? How many more players are you looking to bring into the fold for the next few months here?
With the college season down there, they're going to be playing 50 to 70 games down there, so it's kind of ever evolving, we're always looking for good players and good people, and that just won't stop.
When do you start putting guys together, like bringing a group together to get ready for the initial season?
They'll probably start coming up May 20th to May 22nd, and then some will even be trickling in later than that, just depending on how successful their team is down in college.
Great.
All right, thanks.